mother.
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们今天要继续来学习罗马书。
In the name of Jesus Christ, this morning we continue to study the epistle to the Romans.
唱诗八十三首。
Please sing hymn 83.
求主带领今天的圣经讲习会。
We could pray together, may the Lord guide today's biblical seminar.
是我们从圣经的话明白神的教训、神的旨意。
So by reading the Bible, we'll be able to understand the will and the teachings of God.
让我们灵性更加长进，信心更加坚固。
So spirituality can be uplifted, so, and the faith can be strengthened as well. Let's all kneel down, pray together, one accord.
Amen. We will continue yesterday to learn Romans chapter 13.
Today we're going to continue studying the epistle to the Romans, chapter 13.
第一书呢，我们昨天看到第一段，就是第一节到第七节。
Yesterday, we had covered section 1, verse 1 to 7.
今天我们看第二段，就是从八节到第十节。
Today we're going to continue study section 2 from verse 8 to verse 10.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的立法。这里谈到我们不管什么事情都不能够亏欠人。
Nothing, no one, anything except to love one another.
但彼此相爱要常常以为亏欠，就是说怎么爱都还不够。
So no matter how we show a love, it is still insufficient, not enough.
然后说，因为爱人的就完全的立法，这个完全的立法的意思都满足立法的要求。
For he who loves another has fulfilled the law, meaning that love will fulfill the law.
立法的总纲就是十条诫命。
So the conclusion of love is the Ten Commandments.
十条诫命分成两个部分。
The Ten Commandments can be divided into two parts.
前面数条是人对神当尽的本分。
The first four commandments are the obligations of man to God.
主耶稣把这数条归纳成一条，说尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And Jesus tried to summarize these four commandments as you have to love the Lord wholeheartedly.
一个爱神的不会违反前面数条诫命。
He who loves God will not violate the first four commandments.
后面六条就对人当尽的本分。
And the latter six commandments are the obligations of man, of man to the others.
主耶稣把这六条归纳成一条，说爱人如己。
And Jesus also summarized the sixth commandment as you shall love the others just like loving yourself.
爱人的不会违反后面六条诫命。
But at the same time, if one can love the others, he will not violate the sixth commandment.
爱神爱人就是十条诫命的根本精神。
And love man and love God are the basic teachings.
所以这里说爱人呢就满足律法的要求。
These are the basic spirit. Therefore, the Bible says that he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
然后第九节说，向那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，后有别的诫命。都包在爱人如己这一句之内啊，这里谈到所有的这个对人当尽本分的诫命，都包括爱人如己这一句里面。
So all these commandments are the obligation to man can be summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
第十节说，爱是不加害给人的。
Verse 10, love does not harm to a neighbor.
第九节谈到了奸淫、杀人、偷盗、贪婪，都是加害给人的。
And in verse 9, we learn about murder, stealing, bearing false witnesses, covetousness, adulteries. All this are the all these deeds will harm the others.
爱人呢不会加给人，所以他不会奸淫，不会杀人，不会偷盗，也不会贪婪别的东西。
If a person truly loves the others, he will not steal, nor he will covet, nor he will commit adultery.
第十节下面就下个结论说，所以爱就完全立法，就是说爱就满足立法要求。
Verse 10 is a conclusion. Love.Fulfill the requirements of the law.
那第三段是十一节到十六节，当趁早醒悟。
Verse 11 to 14 is the section 3. It is high time to awake out of sleep.
十一节到十二节是第一小段，主的再临已经近了。
Verse 11 to 12 is the first subsection. The Lord's second coming is near.
我们看这个十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
爱者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比出信时候更近了。这里所说的 我们得救是讲基督再临带我们到天国去，这样的得救现在比出境时候更接近了。
In here, verse, the second portion of verse 11 mentioned about salvation, which is the time that the time we go to the heavenly kingdom is nearer.
每个人有不同的信仰的动机。
Everyone has a different motivation when believing in Christ.
第二代以后的信徒是小时候跟父母去信的，他没有什么动机。
The faith of second generation came from the parents. They do not have any motivation.
第一代的信徒要接受这个救恩，一定有他的动机。
And the faith of the first generation must have the motivations.
有的是因为家庭不平安来信主。
Came to the Christ because that they found no peace at home.
有的因为感觉人生虚空来信主。
Some sense through the vanity of human life.
有的对于宗教有兴趣，为了研究更好正确的宗教来到教会。
Some are interested in religions, so they were seeking for the truth.
虽然每个人有不同的动机，但有一个终极目的。
Although everyone has different motivation or different purpose,
终极目的是到耶稣那边去，永远跟主同在。
The final goal is to be with Christ forever.
这也是神选择我们的目的。
It is also the purpose that God chooses us.
看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans.
第八章的三十节。
Chapter 8, verse 30.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称为义，所称义的人又叫他们得荣耀。这边谈到神预定拣选人，就把他们选召来信主，目的是给他被称为义，将来能够得到荣耀。
As said in verse 30, moreover, whom he predestined, this he also called, whom he called this, he also justified, and whom he justified, this he also glorified.
再看第一章前书。
Let's also refer to the epistle to the first epistle to the Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章前书五章九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们这个耶稣基督得救啊。这里说神真的我们是预定我们这个耶稣得救的。
So therefore the purpose of God choosing us is to obtain application, to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督再临接我们到天国去，永远跟他同住，是我们信主的终极目的。
As I just said, the purpose of Jesus Christ coming is to save us so we can be with him in the heavenly kingdom.
也是神要拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose of God's salvation.
那这里说因为离基督再临时候已经越来越近了，所以应当要趁早睡醒，不要再睡觉了。
Stated in verse 11,That now is high time to wake of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer.
这个睡觉就是说信心转弱啊，灵性停下来，不再求进步。
When a person is asleep, it can also mean the person is weakening in his faith. His faith has declined.
很多人信主一生的过程好像海浪，有高的时候，有低的时候，高潮低潮的时候。
The faith of a person can be like the high tide or low tide.
高潮时候都是非常热心，信仰非常积极；低潮时候就冷淡下来，不常来聚会，或者不想祷告，不想读圣经，跟神疏远了。
Just like the ocean wave, when the person is a high tide, he's very, he's very zealous in worshiping the God, serving the Lord. However, when he's low tide, the faith declined.
在低潮心灵转弱时候，往往不想祷告。
In many occasions, when the faith declines, he was reluctant to pray.
那不想祷告时候，更需要祷告的时候。
And as the person, was reluctant to pray, he should actually be more proactive in prayer.
这个时候神会叫我们醒过来。
And God will awake us.
列王上卷第十九章。列王上卷。
Let's refer to the first Kings.
第十九章。
First Kings chapter 19,
在十八章那边记载以利亚求神降火来接受他所献的祭物。
In chapter 18, we learn that Elijah asked the Lord to send fire down to consume his sacrifice.
然后把假先知都杀掉。
And to kill the false prophet.
然后现在祷告三年半没有下雨的竟然下了大雨。
And for 3.5 years, there was a drought on the earth. And after his prayer, the shower outpoured, heavy rain outpoured.
以利亚的信心非常刚强。
At that moment, Prophet Elijah had a very strong faith.
连王都不怕。
He was not even afraid of the king.
王问他说：“给以色列的灾祸是你吗？”
The king asked him, "Was because was all this?" Was the drought caused by you?
他说不是我，是你跟你父家，因为你们拜偶像。
He says not because of me, it's you and your father, since you turn to idols.
但到了十九章，他的信心就开始走下坡。
However, we notice in chapter 11, Elijah's faith started to decline.
王后也许不要杀他，他只要逃命。
When Queen Jezebel tried to kill him, he flees.
到了罗亭树下求死。
And he asked God to take away his life under the tree.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
列王上见十九章第五节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 5.
他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说：“起来，吃饭，吃吧。”第六节。
Six.
他观看见头旁有一瓶水，以炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。第七节。
Seven.
主的使者第二次来拍他说：“起来，吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。”第八节，他都起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了四个座位，到了神的山，叫做何利山啊。以利亚的信心最低潮时候，他求死。
So we can see at this moment, the faith of Elijah was like at the bottom of the valley. He even asked God to take away his life.
甚至睡觉了。
And he fell asleep.
天使就叫醒，起来吃。
He fell asleep under a broom tree, and an angel touched him and woke him up.
以利亚吃了喝了，又再躺下睡觉。
And he ate and drank and lay down again.
天使第二次再叫醒说：“你起来走，起来吃，起来喝，因为你要走的路还很远。”
The second time, angel came back to touch him and ask him to rise and eat because the journey was too great for him.
第二次再起来吃喝，然后照了这个。仗了这个饮食的能力，他就跑了数个座位到神的山。
So he rose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights.
以利亚给神给天使给以利亚喝水，可以象征圣灵充满。
The water given by the angel could symbolize or prefigure the Holy Spirit.
天使给他吃的饼可以象征真理。
The food.Or the cake he ate could prefigure or symbolize the truth or the words of God.
吃喝一足不够，要再足再喝。
So eating and drinking once is insufficient, so he had to eat and drink again.
就是充足灵粮，被神充满。
And in other words, he should be filled with the power of God and also the words of God.
这样才能够有力量跑完当跑的路。
Then he will have the energy and the strength to complete the journey.
现在人都很忙。
In the modern times, many of us are busy.
要每天聚会有困难。
It's impossible to hold services every day.
有时候忙得连祷告都没有时间。
We didn't even have time to pray.
工作宣誓很重要。
Of course, it's important for us to work.
生活是现实的。
The life is so realistic.
但圣灵更宝贵。
However, the Holy Spirit is more precious.
我们应当在忙的工作当中找时间祷告，拨时间参加聚会。
Even we are very busy in daily life, we should still schedule time to pray and to learn the word of God.
就算真的忙得没办法聚会，至少也要在家里睡觉之前读一段圣经祷告，然后才休息。
Even we are so busy that we couldn't attend the church services, at least we should study some Bible verses before we go to sleep.
因为工作忙赚钱，这个是生活的手段，不是目的。
Due to our daily necessity, we have to work and to make money.
跟神保持正常关系。
Still, we have to maintain a relationship with God.
得到心灵平安。
So we can have a peaceful mind.
谨守主的教训。
And keeping the words of God.
将来能到神的国去。
So at the, in the end, we will be able to arrive at the heavenly kingdom.
这才是人生最大的目的。
This is the purpose of our life.
所以我们不要把生活手段当作人生的目的。
We shouldn't treat our daily work as our final goal.
求学、工作、赚钱都是生活目的而已，不是生活手段而已，不是我们人生的目的。
Receiving educations, working just the way to maintain our daily life.
尤其末日越来越近，很多灾难会一直发生。
Especially the end time is at hand. Many of the disasters happened.
更需要有成熟的灵性、坚固的信心，才有办法抵挡住。
We must have mature spirituality in order to resist all kinds of temptations.
我们再看以弗所书第五章十六节。
Let's refer to the epistles to the Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章十六节。
The epistle to the Ephesians. 第五章哈。
第五章十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
所以主说，你这睡着的人，当醒过来。从死里复活，基督就要光明光照你了啊！这里谈到睡着的要醒过来
，Awake you who sleep。
然后说从死里复活
，Arise from the dead。
我们不是信了主受洗就已经复活吗？
Have we resurrected after the water baptism?
为什么还要再一次从死里复活呢
？Why the Bible says that arise from the dead again?
因为有的人信心已经领退到差不多将近零点的时候。
Because some people's faith is so weak and almost to the bottom of the valley.
按明数活的，其实他是死的。
He is actually a living dead.
他没有真正活过来。
He did not arise.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let's refer to the book of Revelation.
第三章的第一节到第二节。启示录三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教的使者说，那有神的七年和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的。其实是死的。第二节，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。撒迪教是属都属的末期的七个教之一。
The church in Sardis is one of the seven churches.
主耶稣对他说：“按明你是活的。
”And Jesus said that. I know your work, that you have a name, that you are alive.
因为信主的人都已经重生。
Every Christian believer has been resurrected.
其实是死的，其实是死的，因为他没有活在基督里面。
But they are actually dead, since they do not live in Christ.
所以神说，我看你的行为没有一样是完全的。
Therefore, God says that for I have not found your works perfect.
我们刚刚所看的以弗所书第五章就是这个意思。
And this is the same meaning as we just read in Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章刚刚所看的第十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
你这睡着的人要醒过来。
Awake, you who sleep.
从死里复活。
Arise from the dead.
这里把这个睡着醒过来跟死里复活连在一起讲。
And the author tried to join sleeping, awakening, and the death together.
可见这并不是说他没有受洗。
In this verse, the author didn't mean that he was not baptized.
也不是说他没有复活过。
The author didn't mean that he was never resurrected.
受洗说已经复活了。
He was baptized and he did resurrect.
但他灵性睡觉了。
Spiritually, he was sleeping.
他的信心已经退到很低的限度。
And his faith, so declined.
暗明是活的，其实是死的，因为他们活在基督里面。
In name, he was alive, and yet, he's dead, since he did not live in Christ.
什么时候从死里活过来，什么时候睡醒，基督就要光照你了。
So awake, you will sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
基督的光临到我们才看清楚当走的路。
So when the Christ of light shines on us, then we will be able to see the path.
因为在黑暗里什么都看不到。
In darkness, we see nothing.
我们就看错了人生正确的方向。
And
看错了人生正确。
Then we see the wrong direction in darkness.
那有了光照以后，我们就能看清楚我们当走的方向是什么。
When the light shines upon us, we'll be able to see the road clearly.
方向正确才不会走错路。
And when we see the right direction, then we will be on the right track.
看回来罗马书第十三章。
Let's refer back Romans chapter 13.
十二节。
Verse 12.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。这里说黑夜已深，就是说世界的罪恶越来越严重，越普遍。
The night is far spent, meaning that the world is so corrupted.
白昼太阳要出来了，就代表公义的审判要临到世界。
The day is at hand, meaning that the final judgment.Will come soon.
基督再临，就是白昼已经到了。
During the second coming of Jesus Christ, is the day at hand.
他像公义太阳，要审判天下。
He is like the Son of Righteousness will judge the whole world.
2000年前，保罗就说：“黑已深，白昼将近。”那么今天不就更深，黑夜更深，白昼更近吗？
2000 years ago, Paul prophesied that the night is far spent, the day is at hand. We are actually in this era.
从好多预兆的应验，我们了解基督再临的确越来越近。
And from many of the fulfillment of the signs, we notice that the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
那就要脱去暗昧行为，带上光明的兵器，先脱掉才能够穿上。如果旧的没有脱去，新的就不能穿上。
Therefore, we should cast off the works of darkness, then we'll be able to put on the armor of light.
行为好像衣服，这个旧的衣服。脏的衣服叫做傲慢行为，要把它脱掉。
And our deeds, our conduct are like the filthy clothes. They have to be removed.
然后带上光明的兵器。
Then we'll be able to put on the armor of light.
信仰是一种属灵征战。
And faith, is a spiritual battle.
要穿戴全副的军装。
We have to put on the whole armor.
魔鬼是跟我们，魔鬼是我们的仇敌。
Satan is our enemy.
神要我们得救，魔鬼要灭亡。
And God wants us to gain life, and Satan wants us to go into the eternal perishment.
为了赢过魔鬼，我们需要穿上光这个全副的军装。
In order to prevail over Satan, we have to put on the whole armor.
就是光明的兵器。
Which is the armor of light, as we just read.
十三节，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼。不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒啊！就是一切的恶，我们要拒绝。
And we should walk properly as in the day. We should refrain from doing all kinds of evil deeds.
行事为人端正，好像行在白昼。
Again, let's walk properly as in the day.
很多人做坏事是暗中做的，他不能够见人，不能够给人发现。
Many of the people do the evil things in secret, so they cannot be make known to the others.
基督徒行的为人是光明正大，好像现在白昼一样。
But as a Christian, we should walk properly as in the light.
在黑暗里面稍微有一点点光，大家看得很清楚。
In darkness, if even there's a tiny light, and it can be spotted so clearly.
在充满罪恶黑暗的时代，我们基督徒有一点好像表现出来，就像一个很明显的目标。
So in the dark age, the Christian should have good deeds, and just like the light shines upon.
有些人会的信主是因为 看到我们教会信徒有些人表现很好
就
被吸引来
some true seekers come to the church because seeing the good behavior or the good conduct of our members
有一次我去芝加哥参加那边的灵会
once I attended a spiritual convocation in Chicago
有一个弟兄从凤凰城搬到那边去工作
a brother relocatedto work from Phoenix.
他说他本来没有信耶稣。
He told me that initially he was a non-Christian believer.
有一个朋友在凤凰城，他那时候也在凤凰城工作，有一天要去拜访这个朋友。
Once when he had the opportunity to visit a friend in Phoenix.
他要按铃时候，听了里面好像是祷告。
When he was pressing the doorbell, he heard that someone was praying.Inside.
等他打够完才按铃进去就问这个朋友说刚才你们在做什么
So he waited until the prayer ended So he pressed the bell And asked the friend what they were doing
说我们在祷告我们也现在开始家庭聚会了
In reply the friend told him that We just prayed And now we are about to start the family service
他说我会参加吗
He asked, may I join?
就把他留下来在那边参加家庭聚会。
So he stayed back to attend the family service.
他说第一次听到你什么都不懂。
So when he attended the service the very first time, he couldn't understand a word.
但是以后又继续听几次。
He continuously came to attend the services.
为什么听不懂还要再去？
Why he couldn't understand a word and still wish to attend?
他那个气氛很好。
Because he liked the atmosphere.
有一家人那种温暖的感觉。
He feel the warmness of being in the same family.
虽然是几家信徒一起聚会，但他感觉到好像一家人。
Although several families joined together, and he felt that they all live like the same family.
虽然他听不懂道理，但是这个气氛让他很受感动。
Although he couldn't understand a word of what they are talking about.He likes, he enjoys the atmosphere.
So, 继续去听
so he continued to come to attend the services.
后来就接受洗礼
And finally, he was baptized.
有些慕道主第一次来参加我们的家庭聚会
Some of the true seekers came to attend our services in the very first time.
或是到会堂来聚会
Or they came to the church.
往往刚来说什么都听不懂
Very likely in the beginning, he couldn't understand the word.
但如果我们有一家人这种气氛，他会感觉出来。
But if we have the atmosphere, like in the same family, they could sense to it.
爱是有很大的吸引力的。
And love, will draw a person.
虽然他不懂，他还想来，因为爱的力量吸引他。
Even though he couldn't understand the word, he still wished to come, since he is drawn by the love.
所以基督徒的生活样式应当跟不信主呢有很大的差别。
Therefore, Christians should live in a life very different from the non-believers.
十四节
，Verse 14，
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵。所以啊，这里提到要披戴基督。
Again, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是把基督当作衣服穿在身上。
Just like it means that we should put on Lord, just like we wear the Wear the Lord like a cloth.
圣经有两个地方提到披戴基督，意思不同。
Twice in the Bible mentioned about put on the Christ, but they have different meanings.
看加拉太第三章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Galatians.
加拉太三章的二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神儿子二十七节
27,
你们受的归入基督的都是披戴基督了、这个二十六节先谈到信耶稣的人都是神儿子
And in here it mentions that in verse 26 those who believe in God are the sons of Christ
什么时候成为神儿子呢
When do we become the sons of God
二十七节说受的归入基督
The moment we were baptized into
Christ,
and we became the disciples of Christ,
披戴基督
and we have put on Christ.
就把基督的衣服穿在身上
We wear the Christ like a cloth.
这里的披戴基督讲披戴基督的身份
Here, put on Christ means we put on the status of Christ.
基督是神的儿子
Christ is the Son of God.
我们披了基督，就是披着基督这个神儿子的身份。
And we put on the status of Christ.
所以说，受洗信耶稣的人都是神儿子。
So those who were baptized are the sons of God, are the sons of Christ.
衣服代表一个人身份。
And clothes symbolizes or represents the status of a person.
警察、军人都有他们的祝福。
Police or the military man has his uniform.
受洗披了基督，就把基督当一只衣服穿在身上，我们就有了基督的身份，就神儿子。
So after we are baptized, we put on Christ, we will have the status of Jesus.
看罗马书第八章第十三章十四节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 13, verse 14 again.
这里的披着基督就是披着基督的形象。
In here, put on the Lord Jesus Christ means to put on the form of Christ.
也可以说披着基督的生活样式。
And we put on the image of Christ.
因为前面都讲行为的问题。
In the past, the author mentioned about the conduct or the deeds.
十四节也说要披着基督，然后说不要为着安排放纵私欲。这前头都讲行为的问题。
And verse 14 continuously mentioned about make no provision for the flesh. So the entire chapter deals with the deeds or the behavior.
所以这里的披着就是讲披着基督的形象或者生活样式。
So put on the Lord Jesus Christ in this sense, meaning to put on the form or the image of Christ.
披着基督的身份是信仰的第一步。
And the first step to put on the Christ is to acquire his status, to put on the status of Christ.
我们不停留在第一步。
And we shouldn't just halt in stage one.
我们再踏出第二步。
And we should continue to move on to stage two.
披着基督的形象。
We should put on the form or the image of Christ.
所以才能名无其书神的儿子，名无其书基督的门徒。
And then we become real Christians, the real disciples of him.
光光有身份是不够的，还有实际的实质的表现。
And status is insufficient. We must have the good deeds or the good works.
基督在人的日越来越近，我们就更需要披戴基督的形象。
Yeah, the coming of Jesus Christ is at hand. We should put on his image.
一个披戴基督形象人，对自己、对别人都有益处。
A person has put on the image or the form of Christ, will benefit the others and also will benefit himself.
腓立比书第一章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Philippians.
二十节。腓立比书一章二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
照着我所期慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫羞愧，主要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。二十一节。
21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处啊。保罗在这里说，不管是遇到什么事情，他都要叫基督在他身上照常显大。
He says that no matter what Christ will be manifested in his body.
基督的形象显得大，才看得清楚。
So the image of Christ is magnified, then the others can be seen clearly.
然后说，我活着做基督，我死了有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
里面有基督生命。
And he has the life of Christ inside.
外面有基督形象。
And outwardly he has the image of Christ.
这样我死了就有益处。
Then to die is gain.
因为我一定可以得救。
He is very sure that he can be saved.
这样的榜样会影响当时各地教的信徒。
And Paul as a role model will influence the faith of the others.
这样的表现记录在圣经，也影响到两千年后今天的信徒。
And his performance will also affect and influence the believers 2,000 years later.
所以一个人行为的表现，他的影响是没有空间限制，没有时间限制的。
So the deed or the behavior of a person is not limited by time or space.
好像保罗对于罗马教会说，你们的信徒传遍天下了。保罗对罗马教会信徒说，你们的信德信心传遍天下。
Just like Paul told the Romans that your faith has been spread all over.
看罗马书第一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 1.
第八节
，verse 8，
罗马书的第一章第八节
，Romans chapter 1 verse 8。
第一，我靠主耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因为你们信德传遍了天下啊。罗马叫信心很好，传遍天下。
The Romans, the members in Roman has a strong faith. Therefore, their faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
传道人到处传福音，会把某一个教会的信心的表现告诉另一个教会来鼓励他们。
Evangelists, will share the faith of the others, for encouragement.
很注重一个教会的好信心表现就传开了。
It's very natural that, the good faith or the good works of a church, will be spread throughout the whole world.
啊，好像台湾的传道常常到美国来工作。
For instance,the full-time ministers from Taiwan always travel to work in the U.S.
然后就会见证台湾教信徒信心有什么表现，来鼓励周边的信徒。
And they share the witness, learn from the Taiwan members, Taiwanese members.
美国各地也有好多信心好的弟兄姐妹，传道也会把这里的好消息传回去，鼓励台湾教的信徒。
The ministers will also testify the good faith of the U.S. members to the members in Taiwan.
然后这我们早期的信徒的好的榜样，我们有一代的传下来。
And also, the role models of the early members are also testified by the others.
因此，一个人信的表现，他的影响是没有空间限制，没有时间限制的。
So, the performance of a believers, is not limited by time and space.
保罗说我们做什么都很自由。
Paul said that we have the freedom to do anything.
但不都有益处，不都造就人。
But not everything will benefit the others.
选择是自由的。
It is our own choice.
但也是一种负担。
It's also a burden or responsibility.
我们选择每一件事情时，要考虑后果什么。
So when we make any decision, we have to think what is the consequence.
对自己有没有益处？
Whether it will benefit me,
对别人有没有造就？
Whether it will also edify the others.
所以一个人选择行为时候，他是为个人选择，为他的祖孙选择，为当时周围的人选择，也是为历史做选择。
So when a person makes an important decision, he has to think twice whether this will benefit himself or the others, and even the future generations.
这是一种家庭责任，也是一种社会责任。
And this is a family obligation, it is also a social obligation.
所以我们更需要慎重自己的行为。
Therefore, we should try to limit and control our activities.
保罗说他把基督生命表现出来。
Paul, manifest Christ,
对他有益处，
and to him is a gain.
对别人也是有益处，
and also it is a gain to the others.
对历史也有益处，
and also it will benefit the history.
因为他会传开，也会传下去。
This, his good deeds and good works will be passed from generation to generation.
罗马书的第十章，我们就看到这个地方。
Now we conclude the chapter 13 of the epistle to the Romans.
我们现在继续看第十四章。
Let's continue, move on.Chapter 14.
罗马书的第十四章。
The Epistle to the Romans, Chapter 14.
十章分成两段。
Chapter 14 can be divided into two sections.
第一段注一节到十二节，不要论断人。
The first section is from verse 1 to 12. Do not judge the others.
第一小段书一节到六节，应该彼此尊重。
The first section is from verse 1 to 6. We should respect each other.
看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要变成所以后的事情。这里所谈到信心软弱的，就是犹太教的信徒归入耶稣教归入耶稣教里面的。
Receive one who is weak in the faith, meaning that those Jewish Christian believers,
他们对新约因信的道理还不是很清楚。
They are not very familiar with the New Testament teaching, especially justification by faith.
他们还有摩西律法的观念在脑筋里面。
Because they are still influenced by the Mosaic law.
一个人的观念不是马上就可以改变的。
So a person's thought cannot be changed so easily.
尤其律法书犹太人的传统信仰、传统观念。
Especially the traditional law of the Jews.
不是可以马上改变过来。
And it cannot be changed so easily.
他们虽然信了耶稣。
Although they have believed in Jesus,
但还是认为摩西律法不能毁掉。
They still feel that the Mosaic law cannot be abolished.
摩西的律法规定洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃。
that say if the Mosaic laws mentioned about the cleansed food, the clean food or the unclean food.
那罗马教会信徒大部分是外邦人。
And most of the Roman members were Gentiles.
他没有律法观念。
They have no idea about the Mosaic law.
所以比较能够明白因信称义这个道理。
So they couldn't understand better in the teaching of justification by faith.
那保罗提醒外邦的信徒说，新天主教的犹太人。要接纳，不要辨认守一二数条。
Therefore, Paul mentioned about do not argue about this issue.
以后的数条就下面所谈的出东西问题，还有收入的问题。
So Paul mentioned about but not to dispute over double things, and he actually referred to the foods.
这都立法所规定的。
And those are recorded in the law.
第二节，有人信百物都可吃。但那软弱的指出蔬菜、啊、有的人相信什么都可以吃。
Some people believe, someone believe he may eat all things.
这外邦的信徒。
This refers to the Gentile believers.
他明白人能够称义是因着信，不是因着律法。
He believes that one is justified by faith, not by the law.
软弱的就犹太人信耶稣的，他不敢什么都吃，他只吃蔬菜。
He who is weak refers to the Jewish believers. They dare not to eat everything, therefore they only eat vegetables.
因为利未记十一章说，洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃。
As stated in the Leviticus, those food are cleansed, may be eaten, but those uncleansed food cannot be eaten.
那个规定很复杂。
And it's very, very complicated.
干脆只有吃素的很安全。
Of course, it is safe to just eat vegetables.
第三节说，出的人不可轻看不出的人，就是有因信称义观念的人，不可看不起那些什么都不敢出的人。
Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. Means those who have the clear concept of the justification of faith should not despise those who do not have the clear understanding.
不出的人也不可论断出的人啊，说你。违背摩西律法，你不能得救，不要就论断他。
And let not him who does not eat judge him.
在罗马书里面，论断有时候翻成定罪。
In the book of Romans, judgments can also mean a condemnation.
就是站在神地位来议论，而且断定你就一定有什么后果，那一种审判的这个行为。
So standing in the position as God to judge whether the person can be saved.
因为神已经收纳他了、啊、神已经收纳这个人，外邦人已经被人收纳，所以你不要去论断说你不守摩西律不能得救。
Since God has received him, you should not judge him for the wood, for the food he has consumed.
第四节
，Verse four，
你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢？这里说的别人仆人是讲耶稣的仆人。
Who are you to judge another servant? In here, the author refers to the servant of Jesus.
他是耶稣的仆人，不是你的仆人。
He is Jesus Christ's servant, but not your servant.
你没有权论断他。
You have no right to judge him.
下面说，他或站住或跌倒，只有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能够使他站住啊。他要站住要跌倒呢，是有他的主人在啊，而且主能够叫他站得住。这个主是耶稣基督。
To his own master he stands or falls, and the master refers to Jesus Christ.
所以不要站在神的地位来论断人。
So do not stand in the position of God to judge the others.
因为人没有权柄审判人。
Man has no right to judge the others.
然后第五节以下要谈到这个守日的问题。
Verse 5 deals with keeping the day.
看第五节。有人看做的比那强，有人看做的都一样，只是个人心理意见要坚定啊！一般基督教有的拿这个做根据。
Some Christian denomination use this as a base.
所星期六安息日跟所星期天主的复活日都可以。
Claiming that it is both all right to keep Saturday and or the Lord's Day, which is Sunday.
小事情不必争论。
It's not necessary to debate upon the issue like this.
其实这里的日子不是讲新安息日跟复活日的争论。
And here the order doesn't refer to the day of resurrection or the Sabbath.
保罗为了主张信耶稣不必行割礼，引起很大的争议。
Paul suggested that it's not necessary to proceed the circumcision and resulting a very very major debate.
甚至为主受了很大的逼迫。
And he even received severe persecution.
耶稣按着一并赶鬼。
When Jesus cast out the demons on Sabbath,
他并没有回到安息日。
He did not abolish Sabbath.
他也没有告诉人不必守安息日。
He didn't tell the believers that thou shalt not keep Sabbath.
主因按一并赶鬼，一定要杀掉他。
The reason why Jesus cast out Satan is to defeat and to kill Satan.
所以这个日如果是安息日跟复活主的争论，怎么没有引起很大的争论呢？
If Paul refers to keeping either the Sunday or the Lord's Day, why it does not result in a great dispute?
如果保罗认为守安息日守护都可以，为什么没有因此遇到犹太人的逼迫呢？
If Paul felt that it's okay to keep Sunday instead of Saturday, why he did not receive severe persecution from the Jews?
把安息日废掉去守复活主，是以后的历史的演变。
The abolishment of keeping a Saturday and to keep Sunday happened many years later.
使徒时代还没发生这个争论。
It didn't happen during the apostolic time.
前面讲出的问题，后面讲守的问题。
As we just read, the author deals with the food and now dealing with the day.
都是立法的问题。
All these are referred to the law.
所以这守的是节期的日子。
And this all referred to the festivals.
节期是不必遵守。
And we do not have to keep those feasts anymore.
已经被成全。
Since it has been fulfilled.
但不必遵守不等于不可以遵守。
It doesn't mean that we don't, it's unnecessary to observe.
好像洗礼取代割礼。
Just like water baptisms replace the circumcision.
所以受洗的人不必再行割礼。
Therefore, when the person is baptized, it does not have to go through the circumcision.
但不必守不等于不可以守。
And it doesn't mean that one doesn't have to observe.
所以使徒十六章记载保罗代替他们行割礼。使徒十六章记载保罗代提摩太行割礼。
Therefore, in the New Testament, we still learn that Timothy was circumcised.
使徒行十五章也就是开会时候。
In Acts chapter 15, during the conference in Jerusalem,
已经决定不必行割礼。
And they decided it's not necessary to perform circumcision.
这个会议刚刚决定，十六章就记载保罗代提摩太行割礼。
But Paul still circumcised Timothy.
因为提摩太小时候没有行割礼。
Timothy was not circumcised during his young age.
他的爸爸是希腊人。
His father was a Greek.
妈妈是信主的犹太人。
His mother was a Christian Jew.
保罗要把他带出去传福音。
When Paul brought him out to preach,
一定有很多一起出外的机会。
They were together at the same time.
犹太人的观念是说，行割礼是分别为圣的民的一个族类，不行割礼是不洁的族类，不能够一起吃饭。
According to the Jewish tradition, when a person is uncircumcised, he is not sanctified. They couldn't even dine with an uncircumcised person.
那为了避免不必要干扰，所以就把提摩太带去行割礼。
In order to avoid all this kind of dispute and trouble. Paul circumcised Timothy.
因为不必行，不是等于不可以行，所以去行也无所谓。
We do not have to practice doesn't mean that we are forbidden to do so.
那节期也是一样，不必遵守，不必纪念，不等于不可以。
By the same token, we do not observe those festivals doesn't mean that it is abolished.
因为这个跟得了没有关系。
Since they are not related to salvation.
所以可以互相包容，不必争论。
We can receive each other and should not get into dispute.
第五节就是有人看主日比那天好，有人说日都一样，然后保罗说，主日个人信意见的坚定啊。
So one person esteemed one day above another, another esteemed every day alike. Let him be fully convinced in his own mind.
第六节说，守日为主而守，出的人为主而出，因为他感谢神；不出的人也是为主不出，也感谢神。这里谈到，虽然守了日主，每个人不一样，但都没有关系，动机是对的，就是为主而守的。
And although each one observed the day differently, Yet observe it to the Lord, so it is all right.
动机正确就好, 哪一天都不重要。
As long as he has the right motivation, it doesn't matter the day.
而且不吃也是喂着, 不吃也是喂着吃。
So whether he eats or he doesn't eat, is also to the Lord.
为主吃素，因为他有应尽称义的观念， 所以他什么都吃,
he will,
他感谢神。
He will eat everything because he has the correct concept of the justification by faith.
为主不吃的素，因为他有律法观念， 他也是为主不吃, 也是感谢神。
He who does not eat is still to the Lord, since he still has the thought of the Mosaic law.
他没有因为少数一些东西就埋怨神。
It's not because he doesn't have this, he grumbled the Lord, he complained to the Lord.
保罗原则就是说，小数点跟独处无关的，不必争论。
So principally, Paul means that if this is just a small issue, has nothing related to salvation, one should not get into dispute.
在教会里面有时候也会有些人为了小数点争论很厉害。
In the church, we may also encounter some small issues like this and get into argument.
就破坏彼此之间的和睦。
And this will ruin the harmonics between each other.
主要跟这个得救没有很大的影响关系。
As long as it doesn't influence the salvation.
小细小的问题可能有人有不同的看法。
In small matters, people may have different opinions.
因为这个不影响到得救问题，所以不必太坚持来破坏彼此的和睜。
Since it will not affect or seriously impact the salvation, and we do not have to get into a serious dispute or argument.
那我们在这里告一段落，休息一下，再看下面。
Let's take a short recess.
好，莫打。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.